Well, now, welcome on head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Tara Lamb. Well, coach, obviously a very exciting match. Somebody had to lose, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It was you guys, but a great effort all the way through, and every set was close. What was your overall reaction from the match?
You know, I'm proud of how hard my girls fought. You know, they battled the entire game. I feel like first set we came out just a little shaky, and then we settled down about midway through, and you know, we played hard the whole time. I think serve receive was a little bit of a struggle in some key moments, and I think that's why the game didn't go our way. But every other side of our game, I really am super proud of my girls. You know, they transitioned well on defense. They touched everything, you know, on the front line, and they worked really hard. So we have some things to look at and to work on, and I think we're going to be okay.
And on that note, of course, you know, minus the serve receive, it seemed like when you did get in system, when you were able to do that and get the ball to Maddie DeMent, especially at the end of that first set when you kind of made that comeback effort, it seemed like your offense was working really well, and Maddie was really leading the charge on that end.
Oh yeah, I mean, she's our go-to person. You know, she swings hard and she puts the ball down and she mixes it up and she's able to score a point. You know, I do want to brag on Kirsten Day though too. Mm-hmm. She doesn't get quite as many swings because she's transitioning from the middle and depends on where the setter's coming from, but tonight she touched every ball up there. I mean, she slowed it down for our defense to be able to get it, so kudos to her, and I'm so proud of how hard she's working.
What do you think happened in that second set? Obviously Liberty Coleman in the service area, she was absolutely magnificent, of course, and like you said, just a little bit of struggles in serve receive.
You know, I don't care who serves, she does have an excellent serve, so I don't take anything away from her. It was a hard driven serve, but there's no person in this conference, in this anywhere, that we don't work on that type of serve receive. There is no reason at all that many points should have been scored, and we know that. So we'll go back to the drawing board when it comes to serve receive and kind of look at the lineup, and you know, there were just some key moments. Those were them, you know, at the end of the second set. You know, we know we needed to come through and we didn't quite make it, and they won this battle, and I totally, you know, give them props for that. I mean, they worked hard, and Central plays really hard. They're a tough team, you know, but there's a war later, and we're going to work to, you know, be able to win that one.
You look at set three, it was kind of similar as far as how Central came back in set two. You guys, I believe at one point, were down 20-14, mm-hmm. and you came out of that timeout, halved the lead 20-17, and just kind of kept chipping away.
Right.
After that, got all the way to a match point for you guys, and the serve just went a little bit long there. Well, what was the energy like as you were making that final comeback there?
You know, we were still in it, you know, still working hard, still believing that we could take that final point, but we just didn't play as clean as we needed to on those last 2-3 points, and it bit us. You know, you're on the losing end if you play a team that strong and you don't play clean.
Overall, it sounds like there was a lot you were happy with. Serve receive, one of the things, maybe not as much. But how excited are you to get back, you know, in practice? I don't know if you're planning on taking a break after this one, but how excited are you to get back on the practice courts and just, you know, institute some of the things you learned from this game?
You know, I like to be on the practice floor as much as possible. I like to work on things. My girls work hard. They like to be there too. You know, I will have to say serve receive was strong tonight, with the exception of a few key moments. You know, I just want to make sure and say that. We are strong on serve receive most of the time, but not all the time. And so we're going to go back in the gym and make sure that we're strong all of the time.
Absolutely. Looking at it for you, Coach, you guys move on here to your next match. And for you guys, obviously, it's been a great start to the season. You guys were second in state last season. Mm-hmm. And you're looking strong again here, led by Maddie DeMent and a couple of other players that have really taken some of the share from the loss of Browers and mm-hmm. from the loss of some others from Laney. When you look at how you're going to go forward after this, how are you kind of looking at your team as far as maybe compared to this point in last season?
You know, I'm going to tell you we're pretty comparable compared to, you know, last season. We're pretty close. I mean, I feel like there are some things we need to tighten up for sure where we are in this season, but I'm really proud of where we are right now.
Right.
And the awesome thing is that my girls aren't satisfied with being right here, nor am I. And so I know that when we get in the gym, we're going to continue to work to raise our game every single time we touch the ball. So that's always fun. That's a fun group to have.
Coach, I was trying to stall for a second there. Bloomfield is who you've got next. Know anything about them? I guess it's going to be played on a neutral site, and then you've got Mauld in the same day.
Yeah, you know, I did. I got to peek at Bloomfield just a little bit when we were at in Cape, and you know, they're always a strong team. I feel like, you know, as long as my girls play clean, we should take two wins on Saturday. But we're gonna have to bring our A game for sure. That's what our schedule is. It's packed. It's packed with strong teams, and which is what we want in order to prepare for later. So as long as my girls come out with a strong mindset and play clean, we'll be all right.
Sounds good, Coach. Hey, we appreciate the time. It was a really exciting match, and thanks so much for being a part of it, because we certainly enjoyed watching it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you covering it.
That's Head Coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers joining us here.